I tell you, man, we were counting on you at 5:35 today.
What time is it?
6:20.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care. You guys are busy. You're all over the place.
Chris, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're late. You know that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Congratulations.
Where were you, by the way?
I was taking pictures around the corner.
Oh. See, you can't blame him for that.
Look how styling that is. That is a cool suit.
That's my wife right there. She styles me.
Is that right? What's that? NSW?
It's a Nike.
Dang, dude, Nike. That is badass.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that looks really cool. Nice job. Good job. Hey, tough game yesterday, but you guys got the victory. Cincinnati got just rolled in every category, yet they were there at the end. When the game was decided, they get a touchdown late. You guys ran the clock out, but what was that like yesterday, that whole game? And, man, you're 4-2.
Yeah, I finally felt like we came together as a team. This is probably our most complete win of the year. Lamar and the offense were rolling. He set that record as a quarterback, which was unreal.
Yeah.
The defense was clicking on all cylinders as far as communication, which was kind of an issue. I wouldn't say an issue, but it was something that we were trying to work on each and every week, and I feel like it was finally clicking from the back end to the front seven.
Can you explain that? We hear a lot about communication, and I don't think the regular fan understands what you mean. Jared Johnson explained it a little bit to us, saying if there are three receivers on one side, and one of them makes a cut, and the guys don't know either to stay with that guy or to let him go and somebody else will pick him up, that's a communication problem. And a guy runs free for, like we saw Larry Fitzgerald or some of these other guys. So am I right to say that? Communication?
Yeah, and that's above my pay grade as far as it goes from the back end. I'm more just attack and go get the O-line and quarterback and running back. But those guys in the backfield have to communicate, whether it's verbally, non-verbally, to make sure that those checks are on point, and communication's huge. It's what make or breaks, usually big plays and touchdowns.
Talking to number 93, Chris Wormley here, Baltimore Ravens. Lamar,
you guys should do the game of telephone to help with communication. That would be a great old school.
Is that where you say one thing?
Yes.
Right on down the line.
Yep.
I don't think there's enough time.
There would be a great like
delay of game
building what? Exercise
or
to
like
build
when you had
friendship.
A friend and you would have like the string with two cups and
you whisper
sounds
something
like you
in a circle and by the end it gets morphed. But you guys will be tight by the end of the season.
We'll take you up on that. We'll see. I'll ask Wink and Harbs if that's a
and
good
you're
thing.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, what about?
I'm done talking. Go ahead.
What about the job that Bynes and L.J. Fort, Jihad Ward? These guys just got there and they're playing meaningful minutes. And in the case of Bynes, interception, tip ball in the next game for an interception. Chuck Clark steps in. He's got the green dot. There's a lot going on for him.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like you said, a lot going on. Bynes was here for a couple years in his early career, so he's kind of familiar with the defense and the system. But him coming in, filling in, especially for Peanut this week, was huge. Making big plays the last 2 weeks, and it's shown, and we're loving it. We love that leadership and experience that he brings. LJ Fort's another guy that has stepped in and made a few plays. And then Chuck's been the guy that, since we came in together, that is kind of behind the scenes. He knows the defense inside and out. He's the one now making all the checks and calls and communicating the call to the defense when Wink gives it to him. So there's a lot of trust and faith in Chuck, and I think we're all behind him.
So I didn't realize Brandon Williams, and I know he's a huge part of that defense, but it just looked like things calmed down when he came back. There's just some things that you take for granted, and I think I took Brandon Williams for granted, and when he wasn't there, it wasn't as good.
Absolutely. Brandon's a Pro Bowl player. He's definitely the staple of our defense, especially in the middle when it comes to run stopping. And you saw what that did to us against Cleveland. We were short, Brandon, and that allowed Chubb and that offense to run up and down the field on us, and it's a great thing to have him back, and he's healthy and ready to roll for the next 11 weeks.
When it's long yardage, I'll see him jog off and you jog in sometimes. So you're probably a little quicker, a little different dynamic.
Yeah, we play the same position, but we bring different strengths to that defense. Him and Pierce are definitely those two guys in the middle that can stop the run at any time. And when he needs a breather or Pierce needs a breather, I'm there to fill in and not lose a step.
Well, you're a veteran presence now, and it's great having you here today. Good luck in Seattle.
It's
going to be a good matchup.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Hey, give it up. Chris Wormley, number 93, hanging out with 98 Rock on the flagship station.
Thank you, Chris.